Minnesota News Network. I'm Ashley Walker. Congresswoman Angie Craig took to the U.S. House floor Tuesday to honor former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Craig says she admired her work and her ability to work across the aisle.
Recently, Melissa had to take a vote, a tough vote that she personally didn't agree with, but it was the best deal she could get. In my last conversation with her, I told her that I was proud of her. Proud of her leadership. Standing here today, I'm so glad that I did.
Craig says she and Hortman personally shared their love for golden retrievers. Hortman's dog, Gilbert, who was also killed in the June 14th attack in their Brooklyn Park home. The founder of Faribault-based Save a Fox and Animal Rescue is dead, taken by suicide after increased online bullying. 30-year-old Michaela Rains began saving domesticated foxes in 2017, going viral with her rescue and follow-up videos. In a video statement, her husband, Ethan Frankcamp, relays Rains had autism and mental health issues, which were made worse by cyberbullying. He says Rains was a wonderful wife and mother who saved hundreds of animals from fur farms and abusive areas. The Minnesota Lynx fall to 12-2 after a 68-64 loss to the Mystics Tuesday night in Washington, D.C. All-star forward Nafisa Collier missed her second game in a row with a sore back. The new state budget passed by lawmakers includes an extension of unemployment benefits for more than 600 miners laid off on the Iron Range. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild says this gives the families some peace of mind.
I think this makes sure that they can at least have some certainty going into the year. What we know is that Minorca in particular is being weatherized, which indicates to the workers that it's possible this mine could be closed into next winter.
The extended benefits are for an additional 26 weeks and are scheduled to last until next summer. A former member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in Minnesota is in custody, arrested by ICE agents in St. Paul on Sunday. Officials say 56-year-old Mehran Sahili was convicted of being a felon illegally possessing a firearm in Minneapolis. Students who depend on free breakfast and lunch in Minnesota schools now have the option to get free nutritious meals from the State Department of Education. At-risk coordinator Jordan Crane says most sponsors operating the Sun Meals program typically serve up to two meals or one meal and one snack daily.
Anything from a sacked lunch to a hot meal that a child would expect to receive at school. And we've got some great partners that are incorporating local foods.
Crane says Minnesotans can find one of the 800 meal sites closest to them by downloading the free Meals for Kids app, visiting the Summer Food Service Program site map online, or calling the 211 hotline. The Minnesota Timberwolves have two selections in the 2025 NBA draft tonight in Brooklyn, New York. The Wolves own the 17th pick in the first round and the first pick in the second round, which is 31st overall. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry have also officially gotten the green light to become majority owners of the Timberwolves organization. The deal is expected to close this week. This is MNN.